I'm here with former yachty Tom McCallion on the Royal Yacht Britannia for take two. We've already spoken to you about some of your time spent on the yacht when you were serving. But also, your time here in Leith is bringing you back home because you were born here. Mm-hmm. So what are you finding? You're actually going back to where to find out where you were born and right. some childhood connections.
Yes, well, what happened was when we found out that the ship was coming to Leith, I was quite proud about it because I thought, looking at Leith docks and where it was berthed, I came here to Leith to visit the yacht, etc. And I did notice, surprisingly enough, I'm only 10 minutes away from where I was born, in 40 Yard Heads, Henderson Gardens, Leith. And my church was St. Mary's Star of the Sea, where I was baptised, confirmed, and I was train bearer to the Archbishop during confirmation. So everything came back to me. And I went to the church on the Sunday, saw the priest, and he said, come in, you pagan sunlight, you know, come back. So we went round the church and everything like that, and it brought back memories from where I was on the altar, etc. There, you know, not being totally religious, but it did come back to you, your childhood, you know. And the funny thing about it was, I was talking and he said, who was your teacher? I said, Sister Teresa, you see. And he said, that's funny. He said, she died last week, 99. The week before I, you know, came round. So that was another thing. Anyway, it brought back memories so much so that I decided that now permanently or frequently I shall come up to Edinburgh to view. And this was very, very opportunist for me to have working parties, you see. So we took on the working party 3 years ago. This is my third year. And the first year I was walking round and everybody was saying, where do you come from? And I was proud to say I'm a Leither, you know. And I had to show my passport because nobody believed me. But all it said on the passport was Edinburgh, you know, but at least I'm a Scot.
That's true. And can you explain what happens during these working parties? Because you're all dressed out in your white overalls now. You do some maintenance work.
Yes. Now, this was a case of Derek Rushford decided that we could have a uniform as a working party with overalls with Royal Yachtsman on the back, and also a T-shirt with Royal Yachtsman on the back, which was your evening dress. And he was very, very interested in that, so he put the email out to everybody, we'll have a working party with overalls, this, that and the other. So everybody bought them, the T-shirts and the overalls. And when the visitors come on through the reception, the people there at reception will tell them, the guys will tell them, now, bear in mind, you've got ex-yachtsmen on board who were crew. Ask them any questions you like, you know, and they'll help you out. So that bolstered the attendance for the visitors coming on board. And each one that talks to a yachty is absolutely over the moon that they spoke to somebody and knew it from word of mouth exactly what was going on. But we only told them so much.
What do you enjoy about talking to people and being able to share that?
Well, what it was, we'd going round and looking at the yacht itself and seeing how it was maintained here and everywhere, working parties. I decided to do lectures in Bury, the Lancashire area and all that, to the Probus clubs, etc., etc. And I speak about the Royal Yacht, the good, the bad, well, you know, from 1953 till it decommissioned, the work hard, play hard parts, the funny bits. You know, I tell them, don't fall asleep when I'm doing the boring bits because you get the funny bits coming in as well. And that's what I did, so I'm still doing that now, lecturing to the Provost and the Women's Leagues and things like that. But I always like to come back here to walk round Henderson Gardens and round. But mind you, the school's closed down now.
Yeah.
There's another school somewhere else, but that used to be very, very close to the church.
Yeah. But you enjoy coming back home?
Oh, yes. I believe I'm still a Leither.
Excellent. Well, lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Cheers. Thank you.